Okay, we'll call to order the, what is today? May 9th, regular meeting of Madison Plains Local School Board. Mr. Houston, would you call roll, please?
Mr. Dobbs?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Mason? Mr. Detweiler and I are also here.
Bob, would you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, indeed.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I want to make an announcement real quick that before we do the treasurer or superintendent's report, we will add an item into the agenda there for an executive session, which will last no longer than 15 minutes. Before the superintendent's report. Did I say treasurer? I'm sorry, before the superintendent's report. And we will only last 15 minutes, and then we will come back out and continue the meeting at that point. So that being said, I'm sorry?
For what reason? What are we going to?
Well, to talk about personnel.
Right, so is that number one? Section one?
Yes, yeah. And I'll make that motion.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So at this time, there's nobody signed in to speak for public communications. Is there anybody that would like to speak for public communications? Okay. Go ahead, please. Please state your name and your address and go from there.
Good evening. I'm Joe. And I'm saying that because I get calls from the school that Shelley called. And I call and I talk to Shelley for a long time. Oh, you want the other Shelley. Why is it so hard for getting the people to say their last name if they know there's more than one in the office? That's plain out stupidity. Anyway, I'm here about the free lunch program again. My children have been singled out. They're eating peanut butter and jelly. This is the communication we've got about this. And we've been told that other schools pay more general fees than what Madison Plains does. And the treasurer was going to check on that, let me know, and never did. And we were on free lunches. We got a call from a Mary to redo our application and maybe get free lunches. We didn't come knocking on your door for free lunches. Mary came knocking on our doors. So we've been going around and around, and it shouldn't be this difficult. And then I get a letter or a notice to households of approved benefits from the principal, and I'd like to pronounce her name, but I would butcher it, and I'm sorry, she deserves more than that. And for the most part, the on-the-grounds administrators or teachers do a real good job. But we're overloaded with top-heavy administrators that we have to have all these master's degrees in this school system, and we're spending a lot of money for labor to teach to a test. Teach to a test. It's like any one of us going to a physician to get a manicure. A manicure is a manicure. A test is a test. Doesn't matter if you got a doctor's degree or a master's degree or three or four master's degrees. We're paying for these. We're paying for these. We have very good coaches. We wouldn't hire the Ohio State coach to coach our team. We got really good. Anyway, I've got a statement here, and I'm not sure who to give it to because I keep going around. around and around and around. And like I say, I would like to give it to you, sir.
Okay.
Since you're the man that's got the great big star or target. These are copies with the lines on them. And this has taken up way too much time. Well, that's the original. You really don't want the original. This has taken up way too much time of the schools, and I've been told that the process has been taken care of by multiple people here in the school system, and there should not be this kind of communication. If that was teachers giving work and spending that kind of time with the education, that's the only reason we're here is education. And I'd appreciate if the board would remember that we look to you to take care of our children. And anybody else from the superintendent, treasurer on down are paid employees and they can be replaced. You guys are to do the job. And I thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else that would wish to speak before the board? We'll move on to the board work session. So that means Mr. Swanger, I think you're first up on that list. You got 10 minutes.
Okay. What I'd like to do, Todd's already set up, our digital media class did a sort of an interview of some of our students and what they're doing, and it was done pretty much for the board, but I just want to give you some idea of what these classes are doing. The other thing is the filming of this, one of our students was on the camera crew, that was Abby Ford. Abby Ford actually ran not only the camera crew, but did most of the filming of this. Very dedicated student. I believe Abby is on an IEP and doing extremely well on that. So go ahead, Todd. I'll probably cut this off. I've got a couple other things to talk about.
Graduation, I plan on enrolling into Columbus State into the pharmacy program.
Hi, my name is Sydney East. I'm a senior in cosmetology from London High School.
This counts toward you, Don. Over here, figure out what's going on.
Right.
Do you think they have it on the website?
Nothing on that one, right? Try to
thank you.
Richardson High School. My plans after graduation, I plan on enrolling into Columbus State into the pharmacy program.
Hi, my name is Sydney East. I'm a senior in cosmetology from London High School. My plans after graduation are to attend a makeup college in Pennsylvania for special effects makeup.
Hi, my name is Christian. I'm a senior in Applied Design Communication. I'm from Dublin Kaufman High School. I chose to enroll in the pool because I want to further improve my skills in art.
Skills that they're learning how to do while they're there. Most of you that have talked to me know that I build Toles as our sister school. Toles is not there to compete with Madison Plains. Toles is there to enhance what we give our kids and to give them additional opportunities that we don't have here. And that's the main purpose of it. I had a gentleman a couple weeks ago. His son is going to go to Toles next year. and he wanted to know about where or when his son would graduate from Tolles. And I had to tell him that his son was not going to graduate from Tolles. He was from Dublin, and I told him that he would receive any certificate that he earns at Tolles, plus he will get, we have a certification ceremony that we do recognize our graduates, but every student at Tolles graduates from their own associate school. So anyway, we have added a lot of things. We are now at pretty much maximum output. We have added in the last 3 years 10 satellite programs among the associate school. In those 10 satellite programs, we serve just under 1,000 students. We have 22 different programs, and as of right now, registration for next year, 14 of those programs are maxed out. They're completely full, and there's a waiting list. We're looking right now at numbers for next year somewhere around 700 on campus. I'm glad that we're able to do that. Our problem is the same problem that you guys look at here. You gotta pay for this stuff. And career tech is much more expensive than what we do here, primarily because some of our labs have over $1 million worth of equipment in them. The other problem that we have is you can't put equipment in and keep it for 15 years. By the time we get equipment installed, within a year or two, it's obsolete. And we cannot use obsolete equipment if we're going to provide our students with state-of-the-art training. So it makes it kind of expensive. We were looking at, we got a five-year plan, excuse me, at the last meeting. And our five-year plan, because of the expenditures that we've had over the last couple of years, shows us needing money by 2019. Treasurer has and superintendent have gone over the budget. We're doing a lot of cutbacks. We've had the three biggest expenses over the last couple of years have been the satellite programs. We're putting in a gas line to Tolles. I'm not sure exactly where it's coming from. All I know is if you go up Route 42, there's a lot of gas pipe laying along the side of the road, but that's it. Now, that was a $2.5 million expense in itself that we're paying for, but as soon as that line is put in, hopefully people will tie into it. Every time somebody ties into that line, Tolles gets a chunk of money. I'm hoping that it ends up free. I don't know, but we'll find out. And the third thing that we did, we spent a tremendous amount of money last year on lighting, most of it outside, but some inside. So, but we're coming up, we're doing the same thing that's being done here. We're going to a 10-year forecast, and we're going to try and cut back to the operating level that we were before. No big expenditures, and hopefully that'll carry us a couple more years. So I don't see, and I was asked this question the other day, I don't see anything on this year or next year. So get your money while the getting's good.
That's about your 10 minutes there.
And let's see, what else do I have? Oh, okay. We just had our National Technical Honor Society induction, and I'm kind of surprised that we've got two different programs because the requirements for each of the programs, NHS and THS, are exactly the same. Leadership, scholarship, character, and service. But we just put in, or just inducted, 24 new inductees this year. Among them were Casey Carner and Aubrey Stickle, two Madison Plains students. We already had Chloe Pennell was inducted last year, and of course she was part of planning and inducting kids in the program. That's all that I have that you need to know right now. Most of what is going on, you have. I assume everybody's still getting the supervisor's reports. Good. I know it's a lot of reading. They keep getting longer. So, yeah, unless you have any questions, I have one. If anybody wants it, the program that you saw part of, I'll be more than happy to leave that here if anybody wants to see it.
Okay. No, I'd like to see that, Don.
Okay. Hang on to it. If you want to see it, here's your man.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don.
Okay. Next, under board work session. The Madison Plains Local School District Superintendent Tim Detweiler is considering retirement effective July 31st, 2016. The board has asked Mr. Detweiler to consider reemployment as superintendent effective August 1st, 2016 for a contract term from then to July 31st, 2019. Mr. Detweiler has suggested a salary reduction from his current salary. Mr. Detweiler is considering reemployment on these terms. The Board of Education of Madison Plains Local School District will hold its regular meeting on June 14, 2016 at 7 p.m. in the district meeting room located in the Madison Plains Elementary Building. During this meeting, the board will hold a public meeting on the reemployment of Tim Detweiler as superintendent effective August 1, 2016. The treasurer/CFO of the board is directed to publish a notice of the public meeting and possible reemployment of the superintendent by May 13, 2016. Alrighty. At this time, we'll move on to item D, approval of the board minutes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the minutes of the April 19th, 2016 and April 27th, 2016 meetings be approved as written.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.
Okay. That takes us to Treasurer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got quite a few reports listed there. I'm not going to go through exactly all of them, so I'll try to be pretty brief. I added a couple reports that seemed to go over pretty well last time, where we saw where we were this time of year compared to this same point in year in previous years. So, for instance, our revenue right now, collected through April, sits at $10,226,000, and in the previous year it was $9,999,000. So our revenue is up at this time of year compared to where we were last year. Also, our expenditures. Last year we were at $11,685,000. And this year, we're currently at $11,649,000. So our expenditures currently are less than where we were this time last year. So that's good to see that we're doing all we can to hold back on expenditures and cut where we can. That's resulted in our cash flow being right now where we projected to be. We're right about where we projected to be right here. The purple line's the estimate. The green line is where we actually are. So right now, we're sitting right about where we thought we would be. If we look at our spending plan, which I don't have that one up, just one second. Right now, as a result of the increased revenue and the decreased expenditures, you know, we're looking at about $500,000 better than what we had projected in October, you know, at the beginning of the year when we'd set our spending plan in place. A lot of that's a result of, you know, we had a 0% increase on insurance. We had savings through attrition, you know, when we had people retire. We've had savings on propane, and that we didn't spend. We've had savings on fuel that weren't as high as what they've been before. So that's resulted in a savings to us and a better position than what we thought we were going to be in. Unfortunately, you know, it's not enough, you know, to avoid what we know is coming. That's why I've also kind of left in this graphic that actually shows a projection of our spending plan, our cash flow analysis for the next 3 years. That's 17, 18, 19. And again, that shows in 17, 18. So December of 17, January of 18, we briefly dip into the red. Now we come out of that. And in 19, we start off the year in the black for the first 3 months. And we go into the red and never come out. So that's 18, 19. So that's that fiscal cliff we keep talking on. Like I said, unfortunately, we're doing all we can, and that's all we can do. But it's not going to be enough to get us away from that 19 year as we stand right now, current operations and current revenue. Now for some better news. We did receive, the scholarship committee received quite a significant scholarship. And instead of trying to explain it, I'll just like to read the letter. It says, "This letter is to the Madison Plains School District stating my intention to establish 2 annual scholarships in the amount of $5,000 each to be administered by the district under their guidelines. The first scholarship will be named the James Milton and Ruth Correll Turner Memorial Scholarship in memory of their parents by daughters Rebecca Jane and Elizabeth Ann. The second scholarship will be named the Rebecca Jane Turner Meismer Memorial Scholarship, a proud and successful graduate in 1968. Enclosed is a check for $10,000. Thanks, Jack E. Meismer." It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to actually do it. There's the check for $10,000. And our procedure is that scholarships get run through our scholarship committee. And so that was handed off to Mr. Jackson. And Mr. Jackson wrote a really nice letter. I'd like to read that also. "Dear Mr. Mustine, on behalf of the trustees of the Madison Plains Scholarship Foundation, thanks for your help with the 2 scholarships that will be provided by Mr. Jack Meismer in memory of his late wife and her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Turner. I have talked by phone and met yesterday with him here at the high school. He plans on funding 2 $5,000 scholarships annually, and this is the important thing, then with a sum sufficient to continue funding them in his estate. What a generous and long-lasting gift. Our foundation has been most fortunate to receive such large gifts in the past, and are we, the found 14 trustees, thrilled to be gifted with another. What a great benefit to our students this is. Again, our thanks for your help. Sincerely, Steve Jackson." So that's some good news. You know, that's great for our students, and Mr. Jackson and the scholarship committee do a great job facilitating that. With that, I don't have any other items to present. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Isn't the scholarship in that dinner like next week, isn't
that?
Yeah.
This,
right.
It's this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Can we get his contact information?
Sure.
Can we send him thank you?
Yes, I can.
And just publicly say thank you, you know, in front of everybody here. We appreciate that kind of community involvement.
Yeah.
Okay. That takes us to the financial action items.
One thing I would like to say, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Because we did mention at the last meeting that we would present our 5-year forecast at this meeting. When we did schedule this meeting so early in the month, we decided to move that back. So we should be having another meeting here at the end of the month.
26.
Yeah, 26. So we'll get to that. But just to let everybody know, that's still in the works, and we'll get to it here at the end of May with a 5-year forecast presentation.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the April 2016 financial statements as it be accepted as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. I move to enter into executive session at, what is it, 7:30? For the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, that is section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Sorry. Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
And we will convene back here in 15 minutes to carry on with the meeting at that time. Yeah, we'll stay in here.
So we're taking everybody out?
Yeah, for 15.
You missed that part.
Yes, you did. Sorry.
How are you? Good?
Is it Bob that you wanted that presentation?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Just like that down there. I'm going to have to.
Are we ever going to get baseball?
None.